Welcome to RGP when I'm Sandy speaking. Hey, how are you? Good, good. Yeah, I spoke to Lauren about that. She's followed it all up. I don't know. It sounds like you sent it to that's all right. She's following that one up. Supposedly you sent it to Redlands. So I've just got to get you to send the accounts to Wynnum. Yeah. Yeah, that was one. That was one. You followed up one, but that's the only one I've ever received. I haven't received any others. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely send Wynnums to Wynnum. Yeah. But that was just relating to one account. I didn't. Yeah, that was because you were following up on one account and you're like, I sent it. And I said, yep, I got that one through that I asked you to send it through, but I've never received any others. I think it was 661. Does that sound familiar? Let me just. Yeah, well, I've never received any. I thought it was that 661 that was the problem because that's the only one that you sent me. Yeah, if you could send it to Sandy at RGP Wynnum. I don't know. I just need the dates that the cleaning's done as well. So as long as you can put all the dates, if one invoice makes it easier. Yeah. And yeah, just make sure it's made out to RGP Wynnum. Yeah, because the only one I've gotten through was that one that you followed up, and then I was like, I didn't know that you hadn't done any others. I was like, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, if you could do that, I'll follow it up. Yeah, but I probably wouldn't. If you've sent them to Lauren, though, I probably wouldn't change the invoice numbers and everything. Maybe keep the invoice numbers the same if you've already sent it to them so there's no confusion maybe. Yeah, up to you. She's just in transit. Yeah, you'd have to call her through the main number, just the clinic number. Did you want the clinic number? Yes. Like where you'd catch Justine. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye.